This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A while back, we asked you for stories about a single purchase you made, a simple exchange of goods and services that led to something surprising that maybe affected your life in a real way. We call our series about those stories The Transaction, and today's installment comes to us with two caveats. Number one, things just aren't the same way they used to be. And number two, don't try this at home.
My name is Alan Marin, and I live in Broomfield, Colorado. My transaction story is based on a Big Mac that I bought at McDonald's in January of 1987 in Los Angeles. When the clock strikes, the company had begun their Mac Tonight promotion that was encouraging late-night visits to McDonald's. Stores were giving away Big Mac coupons that could be redeemed on a future visit. Come on, make it Mac Tonight! A couple weeks later, my friend John called me up on Super Bowl Sunday. He wanted to try to sneak into the Super Bowl and asked if I was willing to join him. My first thought was that this was a crazy idea, but after a few minutes in person and over the course of a couple beers, he persuaded me to join them in what could be an unforgettable adventure. So here's where the McDonald's transaction comes in. It turns out that the Mac Tonight coupon card that I had gotten the week before looked a bit similar to the Super Bowl tickets I'd seen on TV and around town. Both had dark blue backgrounds with either the Vince Lombardi Super Bowl trophy or the Mac Tonight McDonald's character on it, out of sight, which was nothing more than a crescent moon with sunglasses. I thought this little card just might come in handy. So we drove across town to Pasadena, and I couldn't stop thinking about what would happen if we got caught. Would they just throw us out of the game, or would we find ourselves in jail? I had a knot in my stomach that just wouldn't go away. We get to Pasadena, find a parking spot, and make our way to the stadium, and we're brainstorming the whole way about how we'd get in. Sure, it was a bit of a stretch to think that I could use this Mac Tonight card as a possible Super Bowl ticket, but it came time to try. By this time, we hadn't gotten separated as thousands of fans were making their way into the stadium, and it quickly became apparent that it was every man for himself at this moment of truth. We each approached a different turnstile at the entrance and all struck out on our first attempt. But that's about what we should have expected anyway, right? We couldn't give up. We knew that. We found another gate and tried again. Me with my Mac Tonight coupon. The small woman took what I handed her, paused for a quick moment, then turned to the person behind me to take their ticket. The crowd noise in my head echoed as I quickly pushed my way through the turnstile. It worked. I made it. Not more than 10 seconds later, I see my friend John mulling around the crowd in front of me. I yelled to him as we grabbed each other in disbelief and laugh at our good fortune. That Super Bowl Sunday in 1987 was one of the most exciting and memorable days of my life. And to think that it was all made possible by a single Big Mac purchase back in January of 1987.
If you've got your own story of a transaction that mattered, tell it to us on our website, marketplace.org.